Sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Wash me in his precious blood. My Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your gift of love, they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king, they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. Whoa, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy, holy, holy Lamb of God. Whoa, wash me in your precious blood until I am a Lamb of God. The day water peacefully dripped from his head, I wonder what he was feeling inside. Was he engulfed in the spirit of the true Lord God, or was it just something else to say he tried? Symbolically washed white as snow, cleansed from past sins, or was it all just for show? I can't help but wonder. Because his newfound union with God, YouTube somehow put asunder. And not even 5 days after his 5-minute baptism, this man became a self-proclaimed son of atheism, the ultimate mockery. And the shock in me from hearing such news was like a 1,000-watt lightning bolt knocking me out of my shoes, although I still choose to not judge him. But I can't help but wonder. Could the holy water have been tainted from the painted walls of the baptismal pool? Should the water have been boiled a little first to prevent it from being too cool? Or maybe they should have used Zephyr Hills instead of pouring straight from the tap. Or possibly after it ended, we should have all just prayed instead of clapped. Because it's been almost a year and I keep trying to steer this man back, but looks like it's a wrap. Resorting to the hope of taking baby steps to get him back on track, like maybe he could go from atheist to agnostic, where he no longer denies the existence of God. He's just not quite sure, because I'm not quite sure he'll ever swallow that biblical pill with the ultimate cure. He's just so far gone, so far along on that wide road to destruction, I can barely see the remnants of his darkened shadow. Flickers in and out of view like a graveyard ghost. And it's like I can almost hear the angels and doves cry every single time he posts another atheistic lie on his Facebook status. Disgusted by the host of satanic likes and LOLs directed at us, the body of Christ. Symbol of everlasting life. And to think 18 years ago, I actually aspired to one day be this boy's wife. Yeah, God knew what he was doing. He had much better plans for me. Before I even knew from what, he'd already set me free, and I'm just praying I can pass that favor along. Praying that the Jesus left over in him will show up in his life so strong, he can no longer confuse where his spirit belongs. But I also pray it doesn't take a tragedy to bring him back to thee. If only I could offer him a walk in my tattered shoes, allow him to relive my days of addiction and abuse, experience the times I've been transformed into another statistic, and how if my life was an open book, the pages wouldn't seem realistic. He'd literally feel my story unfold and personally witness how God stepped in and took control of hopeless situations, protected me when my actions equations should have equaled death, not liberation. He'd never again allow anyone to discredit the reality of a miracle. He'd confess with his mouth that Jesus Christ lives and surrender to all things spiritual. He for sure, he'd still have questions, but they'd no longer be so cynical. He'd work hard to get his name reprinted amongst the holy VIPs. The Lamb's Book of Life would be erased from his book club list of fictitious mysteries. He'd repent for mocking Christ on social networking sites, and the water that once peacefully dripped from his head would truly set him free. Each trickle melting away icicles from around his hardened heart, the coldness that he holds, his defense that won't depart. If only we could restart his rebirth again. Clock rewind to that moment in time, backtracking blasphemous sin. Spirit of discernment embedded 5 lifetimes deep within his soul, renewed, easily digesting spiritual food without the acid reflux, without binging and purging in unholy disgust, without taking the truth in God's word, then sarcastically switching it up. I'd gladly cry tears for him if they could wash the blinders off of his eyes. I'd clone both of my ears for him if they could replace his wax buildup of lies. I'd repeatedly consider simply cutting all ties. But I once heard a candle will shine brighter in a dark room. So I'll stick around, let my fire burn in hopes that one day soon he can see the light.